Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim vayet
va'ele shemot b'nei Yisrael
havaim mitzrayema
et Yaakov
ish ubeto
vayikra el Moshe vayedaber Adonai elev me'ochel moed le'emor
vayedaber Adonai el Moshe b'midbar Sinai be'ochel moed
ele Hadevarim asher debar Moshe el b'nei
Vayar Elohim kitov
Vayehi erev Vayehi bocher Yom hashishi
Vayehulo hashamayim v'haaretz v'kol tzva'am
For if you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? If you believed Moses, challenging words to the hearers of Yeshua's day. But what about today? Perhaps equally as challenging. As Christians and Messianic Jews alike often find the Torah of Moses difficult to penetrate, to follow, to understand, and apply. Following the traditional weekly Torah cycle, we'll consider each portion in light of Messianic faith, just as Yeshua said, "For he wrote of me." So let's consider the heart of the Torah.
Shalom, friends, and welcome to another episode of Messiah and Life. Being that this is the week of Passover, we will not be studying the weekly Torah portion. Rather, we're going to zoom in a little bit, we might say, on a section of the Pesach Haggadah. The story of the Passover. I'm sure that if you celebrated a Seder, or maybe you have yet to celebrate the Seder, there's some times of reflection that are stirred as you consider it when you're reading, or maybe in the afterglow of the Seder itself. Something was stirred, something was triggered, a thought, a memory. And during that period of time, you wondered, why this story? Why my story? Why my testimony? So just as the section of the Haggadah called the Magid begins, the telling, the story of the Exodus unfolds from that point, and the seminal question is asked. Of course, many of us are familiar with it, done in the form of a song. Manishtanach halelach hazeh michol halelot. Why is this night different from all other nights? This causes us to think about the night that is before us. Why is this night different? And of course, through the four questions, we talk about the maror, leaning, reclining, dipping, and so on. But why is this night different? How do we relate to this night in a way that is different? Because it is different in every way conceivable. It's different. We don't generally sit down with a book in order to make our way towards a meal. We don't read a story. We don't always sing songs. So there's something different about this time at Pesach that stirs in us the story. Why is this night different from all the nights? I was thinking about a relatable story, a story that was popularized, a story that I don't believe many of us would have looked back in history and, or when we sat through history class, would go, you know what, this would make a fantastic Broadway show. But in 2015, of course, after many years of writing and orchestration and rehearsals, many of us are aware that Hamilton premiered on Broadway. Now, to say it was a sensation would be an understatement. It was the place that people who had to be at certain events were there. They made sure they were there. They wanted to be seen there. But it was a piece of art, music, theater. Is well written, well directed, well scored, well acted. But it's the story of Alexander Hamilton. And from first appearances, it's not exactly the first choice of a historical figure that maybe you'd think this would make a great theatrical production, I'm sure, but it's the story. It's the story of Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton. And if you follow the story to the end, what I found deeply moving, I watched the Broadway production once, and I did find one section towards the end that really struck me in the heart, and it made me think of the Haggadah. It made me think of the story of Pesach. So, again, as the story is coming to a conclusion, I found myself deeply moved, even with tears, at the portrayal of his life, which, again, Alexander Hamilton, amazing historical figure in the history of the United States, incredibly important figure, very complex figure, but it's amazing what song and what a presentation can do to make you appreciate and think of someone in a different way. But I found one of the closing songs very compelling. And it said, the words of it said this, "Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control who lives, who dies, who tells your story. And when you're gone, who remembers your name? Who keeps your flame? Who tells your story?" So returning to Egypt, the Haggadah, Pesach. Before Israel even leaves Egypt, the Lord gives a command in Exodus 12 and Exodus 13 that they are to tell a story. They're to tell the story. They're to tell this story. Israel is commanded to retell the story of Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim, the deliverance from Egypt. But they're directed to tell it even before it takes place. The Lord is revealing in such a beautiful way that this story will define who we are. But again, we must have the story. We must share the story. And that's what is commanded, the sharing of that story. In the Hebrew Bible, a word that is used for story, midrash, which for today's ears, those who are familiar with it would know that it's part of textual interpretation, of searching, studying, which seems kind of dry and maybe even a little didactic. But when we think of the midrash as it's used, or midrash as it's used, when you realize that at Passover, the search, the interpretation, the story is of us, as the Haggadah says, in every generation, one is obliged to regard himself as though he himself had actually gone out of Egypt. See, the Seder and the story of Pesach, the story of Passover, reveal, one, our identity, two, our values, and three, our continuity. And to whom is all of that connected? To the Covenant Lord. We get our identity by the Covenant Lord, from the Covenant Lord. We get our values from the Covenant Lord. And our continuity comes because the Lord is faithful to his promise. Who we are, how we live, and our connection to each other and to the world is through this story. But we need memory. We need story. We need identity. We need that in order to know who we are in the world. And who we are in the world is intimately connected to the Lamb. The Lamb gives us our identity. In him, as Paul would say, we receive our identity. And in him, our memory, our story. So our movement through life creates the story. Our story then reveals who we are. And our shared story says why we are. And then it becomes renewed in the messianic promise, the messianic purpose, and the messianic expectation. In Matthew 28, 18 through 20, of course, the Great Commission, we read this, "And Yeshua came and spoke to them, saying, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.'" Amen. Why is Yeshua, Jesus, telling his disciples, what is he telling them to do? To share the story, to share their experience, to teach the story, to teach this story, to go out with the story, to go out with his command, to go out with his word. And again, this ties into our identity, our values, our continuity, our community, who we are. So the story of the Exodus, continuing even till today, brings, or it begins with a lamb and his blood. See, we as disciples of Messiah find again our identity in the Lamb, Yeshua, as well as our value, our values, and our legacy. So we share our testimony, the story, this story, our story, his story in us, not in place of the gospel, but as a witness to the gospel working in us, the Holy Spirit working in us. Revelation 12 and 11 says, "They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death." Our legacy, our living, our dying, our materios, our martyrdom, and the flame of godly fire is caught up in his story. And in his story, not only does his story become our story, but we get caught up into his story and we live it out for all to see and experience and share. Why is this night different from all of the nights? Because on it, we tell the story yet again of Yeshua, of Jesus, and all that he has done for us, and all that he will do, and how he will return to deliver us on the greater exodus in his glory and in his love that we receive. So friends, I hope and pray that there was something in this very short podcast for this week that maybe helped to stir a memory from the Seder, or in advance of your Seder, something that will cause you to look a little differently at the text that you're reading. Not to analyze it just in an analytical way, but to receive the spirit of what is being experienced in the evening. So until next time, and next time we'll be back with another portion of the Torah. Until that time, I hope and pray that the Lord blesses you wherever you are in this world, and I thank you that you have listened and shared in this time. And remember, no matter where you find yourself, the Lord is there with you. So until next time, Yivarecha Adonai, Vayishmerecha B'Shem Hashem, Yeshua. May the Lord bless and keep you all in the mighty name of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Amen. Amen.